Yesu yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus so much, brethren.
Musibe mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Obw'omwoyo n'obw'omubiri.
Omubiri gwo.
What of your body?
Buliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet of your neighbor.
Obuuza obulamu obw'emirundi ebiri biyimiridde butya?
Ask them the two types of life, how they are standing.
Obulamu obw'omwoyo gwe.
The life of their spirit.
Obw'omubiri gwe buli mu musaayi.
That of their body is in the blood.
Buyimiridde butya, ali bulungi?
Are they well?
Baabaamu obuzibuzibu, musabire Saara ne kitaffe agenda kujyanukulirawo mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu, Mwana wa Katonda omulamu. Mugambe weebale kulokoka n'okwongera okumanya amazima, kubanga ekyo kye kisimbwa mu maaso ga Katonda. Ayagala abantu bonna okulokoka n'okutuukira ddala mu kumanya amazima gonna. Mugambe weebale kubanga tewakoma bukomi ku kulokoka kwokka, naye n'olwana okumanya amazima gonna nga leero. Era toddiiranga kubanga ekyo kye kisanyusa mu maaso ga Katonda waffe. Ayagala abantu bonna okulokoka n'okutuukira ddala mu kumanya amazima gonna, era ye Mukama atuyigiriza okugasa. Musabire omukisa ogw'ekyo, omugambe nsaba omukisa gwa Katonda ogugabirira ebisinga obulungi mu bulamu buno n'obugenda okujja, gukutuukeko, ogabirirwe bamalayika abo ab'omukisa, bamalayika ab'ebipimo, bamalayika ab'ebiro n'ebiseera, bamalayika abategeera bye weetaaga mu kiseera kino n'ekigenda okujja mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu. Amiina. Yesu yebazibwe nnyo. Twebaza Katonda atwongedde obudde obusinga obulungi wansi w'enjuba, obudde obw'ennaku zino ez'oluvannyuma, budde obusinga obulungi. Kiku kyanga eggulu n'ensi bibeerawo kubanga Setaani anaatera okuzikirizibwa n'emizimu gye gyonna giggwerewo ddala, ebyodda byonna biggwewo biddizibwe bujja. Ebiro bino bannabbi bonna baabirinda dda, bamalayika nabo baabisaba
dda.
Mukama olituusawo obutasala musango gwansi? Nabagamba mulindeko ennamba y'abaganda bammwe eggweyo. Buli mutukuvu yenna yeesunga ebiro ebisembayo, era naffe bye twesunga. Naye bwe tulondebwa mu biro ebifaanagana bwe
bityo,
era twesiima nnyo mu maaso ga Katonda. Biro bya kulaba nnaku, biro bya luvannyuma bijjudde obulimba bungi, naye ate bijjudde okulindirira kw'essanyu okuddako. Kale mu byonna tulina okusanyukira wamu ne Katonda, okuteesa ku lukuli, okusobola naffe okusanyusa baganda. Omanyi abatukuvu balindiridde nnyo okusala omusango, wadde nga ffe twandisabye gulindeko nga twagala okugayaala okwetereza, naye nabo tuba tubalumya. Tolabaawo, tusanyukire wamu nabo, tulaba nga olunaku olusembera. Wabula ekiragiro kiri kimu mu biseera ebyo ebyalagibwa ebirisembayo, nga temulekaayo okukungaana ng'abalabi beeyisa, naddala nga mulaba nga ebiro bikola ki? Bisemberera. Ekyo kyokka kye kisinga obukulu bwaffe kati, tutalekangayo okukungaana. Ebiro ebyo bwe tubiraba nga bituuka tetutya, wabula twongera kukungaana
mu
kukungaana okw'abatukuvu, kwatugambako eri mu Bakolinso ekisooka
14,
twongera mu kigambo eky'amagezi,
mutegeera
mu bikulirwa, kunnyonnyoka, kulimba, okusinza n'okutendereza. Kali kugamba ne tubeera nga tuli mu biro ebyo nga tetweraliikirira, kubanga tweyongera amagezi
n'okutegeera,
tuyinza okuyita mu nnaku ezo
mu
linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu. Twagala okweyongerayo okulaba enkwe za Setaani.
schemes of Satan
unto
God and his church.
We've
taken long speaking this heading, the word schemes of Satan against God and his church, or unto his people. These schemes are what have hindered us and are what we've been fighting ever since heavens and earth existed. You know, when he speaks with us, 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and the verses 11, and
he
said, we are not like those who don't know of schemes of Satan. Now, you shouldn't be among those who don't know of them. And you always out there. You is like those not knowing them. We ask you come know of schemes of Satan.
For
if you don't know of them, he outwits you. Praise Jesus. When he speaks in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. He said, we're not like those. Satan may not outwit us. We are not like those who don't know of his schemes. At the time we don't know schemes of Satan,
he outwits
you, you chase him, and he remains there.
Just
in this version, he comes back in another. And when he discovers you know him, every trick he passes, he
says,
outwit you, and he runs away. And he said, when you know schemes, you have to reach for the deeper schemes.
He
speaks much of them in Revelations 2, verse 24-26. He said that those who don't know the deep schemes of Satan, you know, these beginnings, schemes of the devil. And in those he can no more outwit you. Satan discovered and said, now I have to go in deep schemes. You know, you say you will speak tongues, the devil will hear you. But he too, he has his deeper tongues. He has schemes and they are deeper schemes. When he said these initial schemes, you've realized that he goes to the deeper schemes. At least he masquerades as an angel of light. An angel of light. There he has gone in schemes which are deeper.
And
let me appear as God to him. And I speak five
holy
words and the five false words. They are going to be calling you in an extreme way. And you can create religions as we've been studying. Involve the humble which is not one. But it's in the deeper schemes. Let me tell you here. He can capture people, let me tell you. In his deeper schemes. Even
against
religions, that there is false humility in them. And different forms of beliefs.
And
you may think it's of holiness. That is in the deeper schemes. But as we move on,
it's
our last heading, separating the Spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the Spirit of Satan and his works of unrighteousness. We remember in this time that heading we are winding up,
and
we see the Spirit of the devil in the form of the beast. How it tries to shift humanity from the image of God and from the likeness of God to get into a way of an unusual beast. Yet the Holy Spirit fights much to restore us to the true image of God
and
true likeness of God.
We
reached far as we've started with that word. Until right now, we are seeing the spirit of the devil in the fourth beast, which is known as the Roman Empire. After changing the right Christ and the right church, his saints,
to
put its image,
Roman Catholic Church,
the Roman Catholic Church,
which
moves in the building. They are rosemary religions and beliefs which appeared and they attached themselves to Christ. Yet Satan is the one who began them. Praise Jesus so much. And we began one of those. After fighting salvation and the gospel salvation, basing in Rome, the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, and change the right church, which is meant to be in us the saints, and bring the building to be the church. Yet Jesus is not getting back for the buildings. Now when those were changed, the gospel got weakened. Right from 300, 312, 349, Satan to arise many religions ahead there.
And
some of those were initials, the Islam and its mosque.
But
right now the mosque is not the house of God. Us meant to be the house of God as the saints. Now we've been studying that heading. That religion began in 583 as the merchants, and it was officiated in 609
AD
to be a religion. But it arose after salvation had gotten weakened. The gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, and changing of the right church, the saints, to bring the building. We are to see many other religions. We are going to follow, see the Protestants. How did they come about? And after we shall bring the Jehovah's, and we shall cover the Adventists.
But
there are some of the religions which attach themselves to Christ, which want to appear like things of salvation, yet it's not that. But we want to first wind up the issues of the Islam.
What
is Jesus? We ended as we said that Gabriel of the Quran, Gabriel, the messenger of the Quran, is not the Gabriel, the messenger of the Bible. We began that, and this is the second part. Gabriel, the messenger of the Quran, is not the Gabriel of the messenger of the Bible, the holy book of God.
Yes, praise
Jesus so
much.
Yes, we pass them in the light of the word of God, to enlighten to you and to separate and to totally understand. Remember, as we see all
this,
when we see the fourth beast, the Roman Empire, the spirit of Satan, when it lined up the human feet to pervert the human destiny, to pervert the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation. Many not to go back to heaven. And some of what we are created are these religions to pervert, make people get lost through them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now we want to move on to lighten to you. And you know that Gabriel, the messenger of the Quran, is not the Gabriel, the messenger of the Bible, of the holy book of God.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus so much. Like we ended as we told you, Satan was chased from heaven with fallen angels. After being chased from heaven, Satan was imprisoned in a bottomless
pit.
But some of his fallen angels were not imprisoned, and they are right led by Jezebel. After salvation had been fought, those fallen angels arose.
And
they began to appear to different people. And they changed the gospel.
And
some of those is Gabriel, who appears to be the angel Gabriel. Yet he is not the one. Praise Jesus so much.
He
began with Revelation 12. In the verses 7. And God speaks of the war which was in heaven. Satan and his fallen angels being chased from heaven. Revelation 12 from verse
7. Mikaeli ne bamalaika be nga batabala okulwana n'ogusota. Ogusota ne gulwana ne bamalaika baago. Olunyolo omunaana ne batayinza. So ne watalabika kifo kyabwe nate mu ggulu. Olunyolo omwenda n'ogusota ogunene ne gusuulibwa. Omusota ogwedda oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era sitaani. Omulimba w'ensi zonna ne gusuulibwa ku nsi.
Praise Jesus so much. When Satan and his angels were chased from heaven, praise Jesus so much. Revelation 20 shows Satan was imprisoned in the bottomless pit. But before he was imprisoned, he had the agenda of fighting those holding the commands of God, the Old Testament, together with the testimony of the Lord Jesus. What caused them to create books which contend with the Bible? And one of those books is the Quran itself, which was brought by a fallen angel known as Gabriel. And he appears to be the angel Gabriel. When you read verse 17, Bible shows when Satan was just from heaven, he focused the war much to those holding the commands of God. That's the Old Testament.
Is.
And the testimony of it, the testimony of Christ Jesus, New Testament. And that war was brought out as we read. Let's read. Revelation 12:17.
Ogusota ne gusunguwalira omukazi, ne gugenda okulwana n'ab'omuzadde lye, abaasigalawo, abakwata ebiragiro bya Katonda.
Praise Jesus so much. Satan and his fallen angels were chased from heaven. He decided to focus the war on those holding on the commands of God. That's the Old Testament. And its testimony, the testimony of Christ, the New Testament.
So
that battle when it was beginning, we showed you it began from Rome, where salvation had been sent to base there, and the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And that's why they changed that gospel, and they changed the church of the saints to bring in place the building. If there they changed the Christ, and they began to appear for other spirits, just as Jezebel, who called herself Mary.
Yes,
praise Jesus. After Catholicism came in place, the power of salvation was reduced, the power of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
And
after it got reduced, immediately by 583, angel Gabriel, one of the fallen angels, those who are close and next to Jezebel, and they began to appear coming to fight the commands of God
and
the testimony of Jesus. And they brought in place the new book. And this book which was brought, the Quran, just as you see it there, angel Gabriel moved on
to
what he brought in it and stole some things from the holy book of God, joined on he joined in that book and added other things.
And
there was a fighting of the commands of God.
That's
the Old Testament.
Together
with the testimony of the Old Testament, the testimony of
Christ,
the New Testament.
As
that battle started and moved on, some of what moves on to confirm us. Before the apostles left the world, the Holy Spirit was in them. And he spoke and said that those seasons will come and people will get the teachings of the demons and they hear deceiving spirits and the teaching of the demons.
But
how it's explained, 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verses 1.
First Timothy 4, verse 1.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus so much. When the Holy Spirit was in the apostles, he warned and he said that the days are coming where people will abandon the faith. In that time, Apostle Paul in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 10, in the verses 17, he said, faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God.
And
there's nothing else they call faith except that coming from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Praise Jesus
Christ.
So when he say 1 Timothy, it's chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, that the days are coming, people will abandon the faith, and they follow deceiving spirits and the teaching of the demons. Now, angel Gabriel, one of the fallen angels, he too appeared as a deceiving spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And he came with the teaching.
We moved
on contend against the laws of God as the Old Testament is. And its testimony, the testimony of Christ, the New Testament. And he pointed of some of the things they will do. That those priests of fallen angels, when they will come, one of the things they will do is this one.
First
Timothy 4, verses 2.
Olowuna fusiwa balimba. Ngaboke wa emyeo jawe, ngane chume chocha.
Nchi emyeo jube jina hama jibalimu.
That when the spirits will be on them, they will be very harsh people. Think of their religion, they want to kill you instantly.
And
he said there is a time and
he possessed
demons, they can get a
partner
and
he's
not the one who rejects Islam. Just as you see them in those images.
And just
seared like with an hot iron.
And in
them are spirits of the fallen angels. And they can arrive with an axe and they have become harsh. They are going to kill that pagan. Why don't they leave the mighty God to kill the pagan himself? For all raised from the scriptures, we see God fighting himself.
When
we entered the testimony of Christ, the New Testament,
we
never saw apostles fight flesh with flesh. The Holy Spirit himself fought for himself. Angels arose to beat the wizards.
I
want to prove them to prove if that religion is of God. Let him come out fight for himself.
We see them
seared with an hot iron.
They take
the pangas and they begin to shake them on the rods.
It's a ram.
And they are arising to fight.
He
spoke of their signs, how they will be.
Timusewe chisoka esuleyo kuna olunyolo kusatu.
1 Timothy 4 verse 3.
Eranga bawe lokufumbiri ganwanga. Eranga bala giro kule kange bidiwa. Katonda we yatonda bilirwenga mukwebaza.
Era nogeze ofumbiri atali gundi.
If you Muslim, the one who is not a Muslim.
Ngachaba lutalo.
It's a battle.
Wakiri tofumbiri.
At least you don't get married. Even things eaten, they abolish them. And when that religion came, which Kibril brought, and they're together with Muhammad to come from the Allah who was known as Malcolm, that demon which appeared as God. Some of the things they brought, the abolish eatings. Though Jesus moved to give light upon them, what God created, no one should consider it not clean. Now they fought much with the laws of God and the testimony of Jesus. And this battle, you see it well moving on. Because if you have
knowledge,
you may not see that battle of Satan.
It
fights those holding the commands of God. As the Old Testament is. And its testimony, the testimony of Christ, the New Testament, the meaning of that word, the New Testament, it testifies of the Old Testament. Prove the truth written in and done in there. And correct those which had gotten faulted. Those which had were found in us with fault. But as the Holy Spirit moved on in the apostles, he warned of these fallen angels.
Said,
though an angel claiming to come from heaven, when he comes preaching another gospel, do not accept. According to how we heard and how we hear in Galatians, Galatians 1:6, and they are going to read on us. I request to understand this word, that the Holy Spirit, he had understood Satan and his fallen angels were chased from heaven, and he moved on past through these apostles. And he warned that their fallen angels were going to appear and they bring you another gospel. When Gabriel came with his ayahs which were falling and came from principalities in the space, not in the heavens, just as we are going to be seeing. You see those images. Now maybe the God of Muhammad is that one. With his wings. Was this angel who appeared to him. What surprises, he appeared to him in the clefts. There's a cleft they used to appear and meet together. But before we go there, let's hear of Galatians. The Holy Spirit explains us through Apostle Paul on the issues of fallen angels. Galatians chapter 1 verse
6. Eyabaita mu kisa kya Kristo okugenda eri enjiri efaanana obulala. Olunyo lw'omusanvu. Sindala. Wabula abantu ababateganya abagala okukyusiza ddala enjiri ya Kristo.
Olugendo olw'okwagala okukyusiza ddala enjiri ya Kristo.
The journey of wanting changing the gospel of Christ.
Amateeka ga Katonda n'obujulira bwa Mukama waffe
Yesu. The commands of God and the testimony of Jesus.
Lwalangirirwawo nga Satani ne bamalayika be bagwebwa mu
ggulu. It was proclaimed as Satan and his angels were chased from heaven.
Okubikulirwa 12:17.
Revelations 12:17.
So ffenge kanisa twalina okuba abeetegefu ennyo.
We were meant to be very ready.
Okwetegereza ennyo.
To totally look carefully.
Emirimu gya Satani egyo
emibi. Those evil works of Satan. fighting these commands of God, Old and the New Testament.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For the Holy Spirit and Apostle Paul, I'm getting so astonished. The journey of shifting of the gospel given you, the gospel of the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of heaven. I see you heading on the way to shift from it. This we don't speak only religion so far. Neither the beliefs. Neither to wizards alone. But even they are false born again. And them too are in that work done by Satan. Of
change
the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness, the kingdom of heaven. And they're in the gospel of the finances. How are you going to nations? How do you get a car? And that's their gospel. When you look for who preached it in the Bible, you
know,
in the apostles and prophets, those of the people who fight still the gospel, who condemned the Satan and his fallen
angels.
Now, when we speak of some religions, don't you think when we have not reached another, that we shall not reach there to lighten in it? Even in the false salvation, we are going to reach there. And all along we've been speaking of it. We decided to follow the light of the word. The word of God. Let's move on in Galatians. They warn us of the Gabriels, the fallen angels, and those things they were to do of changing the gospel. Galatians chapter 1 verse
8. Bwabulira ng'enjiri wabula singa bwetwababulira akolimirwenga.
If they say a letter we have sent, an angel claiming to come from heaven, if they preach another gospel that's not the way we gave it to you, let them be condemned.
Imagine
583, if there were found people like us,
583,
Islam was coming up,
609
it's officiated.
Ayas
have come, Gabriel has brought all of them. And all this light like today,
salvation
was still moving on in its power. The gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven still preached in power, and the right church, and the saints of God, and it's still there. And it's not the building. Islam and the mosque would have passed where? Their gospel would have passed where in their book
Quran?
Muhammad, if he had told us that the angel came, he told you what? As we check through, and they tell us in Galatians, the fallen angels are going to change the gospel. As we hear the gospel of their kingdom, of their heaven, that Gabriel said, they are going in Jana. And they have to marry 70 virgins there. The gospel given us, the Mark 12,
25-27,
heaven we are going to be like angels.
It
is not marrying, neither getting married. Have bodies of heaven, not these bodies which marry.
And
we ask Gabriel, don't even know how angels are in heaven.
A message
that we're going to marry 70 virgins.
And
the ones we've married on this world, what are they going to be? They would no more be virgins then.
A woman was married,
from there after getting false promises like those. Allah, you've given us up to be birth children in us, and after they cast us aside, Allah is not of justice. Even believing he accepted men marry for and above women, but he doesn't accept the women. He wasn't justified in the things of worshipping him. He moved on, push women aside, and puts a boundary between them.
Separates
the women and the men, each one worshipping on their side. Now, Allah is the God of divisions.
He's
not a God of justice.
And
our living God
spoke
in Ezekiel 18, am I not a God of justice? But you look at Allah. He segregates.
But yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Don't
you see that? Let's finish Galatians. Galatians chapter 1 verse 9.
Bwentyo, bwenjogera kakano nate. Nti obula omuntu bwabuliranga enjiri, wabula singa bwe mwaweebwa, akolimirenga.
Akokolisha.
Let him be condemned.
Anna, akati ye Muhammad tumukolere.
Now what should you do for Muhammad?
Gibril, okay. Muhammad.
Gibril and Muhammad.
Even
Allah and their book, the Quran. The word Allah, if it means gods. Now that God just claimed to be in the name of the living God.
We
understood the one who puts himself in that honor is called Molokam, one of the fallen angels who are next to Satan.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now, in that issue, I want us to move on to get that light. According to what the Spirit moved on, explain of the fallen angels. And he moved on to show us that Gabriel, the messenger of the Quran, which comes from Allah, it is not the Gabriel, the messenger of the Holy Book, the Bible, which comes from the living God. Because they don't connect at all. Maybe Gabriel is the one wanting to steal from the scriptures of the Holy God
and
interprets them well, wrong.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. Explaining of the Holy Spirit while in the apostles. These people will be seeing fallen angels. Those who will come to change the gospel. They will be seeing fallen angels. And they will stick to what they saw. And they evolve humility and to invent religions.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
So,
want to look in the Colossians and you move on to get explained. Colossians chapter 2 and verse
18.
Colossians chapter 2 from verse
18. Na ye gulumiriza bwerere mu magezi ag'omubiri gwe.
You hear very well. No person should take away your reward and disqualify you from the prize. In the worshipping of the fallen angels.
Bible ziri monti mukusinza ngaba malaika. Na ye kigambe ekyo mukitereze. Bible yazimu.
Some Bibles. You have that in worshipping angels. But a holy angel cannot accept to be worshipped. But when you hear that they worship angels, you straight know they worship fallen angels. For the rightful angel Gabriel, in the book of Revelations, verses 22, and Revelations 22, verses
8
and
9.
He said we shouldn't worship them, for they are servants with us.
Revelation 22:8. Ndi mudu muno erowa mubaganda bo banabbi naba abakwata ebigambo byo mu kitabo kino sinza Katonda.
Yes, we praise
Jesus so much.
Gabriel yagamba.
And your Gabriel says,
where is our mother abakwata ekigambo
kya servant together with those holding on the commands of God.
Iranga takiriza kurabikanga tumuvuna.
It doesn't accept us to worship him.
Nechingo kwewunyisa.
But what surprises most?
Malaika Gabriel.
Angel Gabriel.
Malaika yagwa.
The fallen angel.
Ye baby bigambe byo mukitabo chaka tunatabimanye.
He even words in the book of God, he doesn't know of them.
Yageta agete kitabo chenye.
He picked his book.
Gabali wamu ne Jezebel.
When they were together with Jezebel.
Obako mukuru wa Satan.
The chief messenger of Satan.
Era ne bagena maso kula ne ba malaika abagwa abala banji.
He moved on work with many other fallen angels.
Okulete kitabo ekitali ku standard yo bwaka.
To bring the book which is not on the standard of God. God cannot bring demonic spirits, they call genes, to speak in his Bible. The demons have genes, have a surat in the Quran. And the surat is of the genes. And they say,
we do,
we've come to
the same.
I don't know when they were Muslims.
You
know, they had not become Muslims before. Now, created them and they're not holy then. These are the fallen angels, they say, from heaven.
A
holy angel in heaven, how would he have come to be a Muslim to get that? He would have been a Muslim still in heaven. But in the Surat Jin, the Surat of the
Jinn,
them two came and said, Muhammad, we
are Muslims.
All long they were what?
And
others who refuse to become Muslims. Those are some fallen angels who govern other religions. Those who
are
saying, go in your own thing, which we shall go start ours. When they began that system, some of the fallen angels refused to become Muslims. In the Surat Jin, you find them saying, we are not going to be Muslims. And they call them pagan jinns.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. Now you see drama.
It's
not clear.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
As we move on, Colossians. Colossians chapter
2:18. Ngaye kulumiriza bwerere mmageza ago mubiri gwe.
Nti as ba malaika bana abagwe balabikira abantu bano.
When these fallen angels appeared to these people.
Mbanywerera mwe bibaraba.
But they stick to what they saw.
Naye nga amagezi gabale sega mubiri
gwe. But the wisdom they brought is of their own body carnal.
Kati umanyi what we mtu yenyezo kugira no mtu nanyigira.
You think they can even speak and someone gets angered.
Umuntu okubanga yali ta yesi mu laburunje
mabega. A person that they could not clean their butt well. And they have come from the toilet. And
they
discover it's been wrong. And they go to wash it. And they bring it to be something, a religious act.
And
in his mind, he's brought things of his own body. When he's
chimokolera
to bath, to wash his butt, it works for him. And he thought all of us are to use that. when they wake up, wash their mouth. And they say it's a form of worshipping God.
These
ways
of his body washing the ears. And he broke them as religious acts of God. To reach them in human wisdom. There is no water you bath yourself with dust, a God on the standard of wisdom.
The Jude says
the only wise God. Now a wise
God
can't give you command, say, if you're going to worship me, go wash your bat. After washing your bat, you wash your mouth and your ears. You come when you're clean.
After it changes
its mind. If it's not water, you bath with dust. Now, why did he just leave you? What I try to say to you is this. These four
angels,
when they appear to you, they corrupt your mind.
In humanity,
you can reason and say, God told me yesterday, I wash dishes with water. Today he's come back tell me,
you
get dust, wash it with the dishes. Am I with God or with a mad demon? Demons which
God
they are so mad that they are colleagues. What do you think the verse has been speaking of? Some are of the carnal body and you see them. And you speak foolish things. And the angel tells you, now the dead body, if you're going to marry it, you will get all the poop out of it. I want to ask an angel, on the dead body, the dead body and the poop which smells more.
Something.
filled of dirt and unrighteousness. But he's washing the ears
maybe
and the beards. Let's repeat this verse. Colossians chapter 2 verse 18.
Omuntu yenna tabanyaganga kempera yamwe mukwewombeka kwayagala yekka n'okusinzanga bamalayika abaagwa ng'anywerera mu ebyo bye yalaba nga yeegulumiriza bwereere mu magezi ag'omubiri gwe.
Okwegulumiriza mu magezi ag'omubiri.
This involves you lifting yourself in the human wisdom.
Tuli batukuvu.
We are holy.
Kumbe.
Holiness passing through washing yourself. We get cleansed just. No holiness passing through bathing.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus. Let's move on.
Colossians 2:19. Nebinyweza nga biguletera era nga bigugatta wamu nga gukula n'okukuza kwa Katonda. Olunyo lwabiri
nga sikuti bekwase ku mutwe mukama
waffe Yesu. Not attach themselves to the head, the Lord Jesus.
Era bwe yagaruka kasimu ku bikwatagana n'eddiini.
One of proof things concerning that religion.
Sibo Yesu baagamba mutwalanga omukulu.
They refused to take Jesus as the head.
Era nga Katonda.
And as God.
Era mwana wa Katonda.
And the Son of God.
Bakolosai esula ya kubiri olunyo lwabiri.
Colossians 2:20.
Obanga mwafira wamu ne Kristo okuleka ebyolubereberi ebyensi kiki ekibeetesa wansi w'amateeka ng'abakyali abalamu mu nsi. Olunyo lwabiri mu olumu nti tokwatangako so tolegangako so tokomangako Ulinyo olwabiri mwebiri. Ebe byonna biggweerawo mu kukolebwa. Okugobereranga ebiragiro n'okuyigiriza eby'abantu.
Yes,
you must praise Jesus so much.
Tokwata ku kino.
Don't touch
embizi.
The pig.
Alarm.
Alarm.
Bakita alarm.
They call it what? Alarm? Astagafura.
Astagafura.
What does it mean?
You know Allah has a problem.
When he leaves the pigs to grow, he would have killed them.
And
most important thing is he creates them as Allah. If he's the creator, he has a problem.
When he creates the pigs,
I don't know how he touches them as he creates them.
We
has a problem in his God. But we prove he's not God. If that name means God,
Satan
came out to glorify himself to be God. Yet he's not God. Even some physics creates, he fears them. Now if you take that one to the mosque, you see the runnings out. They can get off the swords and they have evil spirits on them and they have protruded their eyes and they begin to want to slaughter. Let's read that. But not all are like that. There are those who are changed. Natural wisdom while in the world. And they see some of the things their religion commanded is not right. We find a Muslim woman, you ask her, how do you feel when they have joined on you three other women? And she says, I feel jealousy, but religion commands that. Yet me, I wouldn't have wanted it. You ask her, they accept you get another man out, that you all get equated.
But
we are not asking. Aji can beat you for that. Yet he's just come from outside seeing his Akis. Let's move on here. What is in the religions of fallen angels. Colossians 2 verse
23.
When you find the way they order things,
they
think there is an image of wisdom and worship of God. For the way they prepare themselves. And he raises up. And he touches the ears like, I don't know how. And he touches here.
They seem
like the worship of God. And they go up in the ears, in the heart, down.
You see
the steps ordered of worship of God. People humbled worshiping God. When you see the steps of worship, they say, my God, what all is this? Let's repeat this verse. Gabriel, the messenger of the Quran, is not the Gabriel. The messenger of the Bible, the holy book of God. Colossians 2, verse 23.
They
treat harshly their bodies. You circumcise the child. And they circumcise. And they say, you will not enter Jannah when not circumcised.
What is
the problem on Allah? Now, when he circumcised the women, it's a great pillar in Israel. That's why those
women,
there in the Jana, they are virgins who created the Jana. But Jana is not the heaven. It's a place not existing. And if it is there, it is hell. That's where the other men, the Abaddons, those who pay you as your immorality you've been doing on the world. Praise the name of the Lord. Before we had the jinns which accepted to get to be Muslims, we saw some of their pillars making them to be Muslims to be circumcised. Jinns have no bodies like we hold. I want them to prove us when they circumcised them. The
jinns
are the ones who brought the Quran. They are the fallen angels. Now, do they circumcise the heads? Or who circumcised God? Can't get someone who is in charge of your thing. If you tell him we are going to circumcise you.
It's
what they tell you, those fallen angels. They need people to begin religions. It involves to harshly treat the body. Those are what we say even in false salvation. There are those who meet fallen angels. Those fallen angels have appeared as Christ. And they begin synagogues or religions and beliefs. And they involve treating the body harshly. Sleep on the mountains fasting for God. And they sleep on the rocks. Fast endlessly. When I told you things of those religions, which want to appear as attaching on Christ, they began after weakening of salvation at Rome. God exchanged the brought the Roman Catholic. That thing caused a big problem. Even the eras called the Dark Ages. The
eras
of not knowing the word of God. They brought many religions and beliefs which appear to be like on being on Christ. Which appear to be like on the living God. Remember one thing. In eras before, the living God was known to be worshipped in only Israel. Not any other nation was known to worship him. There was no any way of appearing like him. While appearing like him, it began at Rome. That's where all these religions you see came from. In those days, the world knew they were worshipping their demons. And they never knew they were on the living God. The altar of God, they inscribed the
living
saying, that's for the unknown God. And they say, is there who created heaven and earth? But we don't know him. That is unknown.
So
they did appear like him at all.
The
people worshipped the demons, the fallen angels. Those who appeared as demons of their dead relatives, all from ancient days. But the issue of appearing like the things of the living God and his word, the Lord Jesus, they began after salvation was fought much at Rome to bring in place the Roman Catholic Church. What followed are the many religions we study of now, those which came up appearing like of God. It was very hard. It was hard to attach yourself to the light of the word of God. And it was shining much.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When that light got celest from Rome, indeed many religions are worlds. But remember, some of those the Lord had left commanding us from apostles. He said we were not meant to move on, be circumcised. When you hear Gabriel bringing things of circumcision,
he
never connected with the Lord Jesus, neither the apostles and prophets, neither the angel God. But when you look at the Colossians 2, they commanded and told us, after we had been circumcised in Christ Jesus, and the one who was next to bring any circumcision had not reward from the living God. Now there are most enlightened you in many things. Praise Jesus so much.
So,
now let's read off that word. Colossians 2, verse 11. Colossians 2, from verse 8.
Mwekume, tewaberangawo omuntu abanyaga mu filosofo.
You know many things came and passed into the Muslim religion, many of them. When you go to read the Quran, it says that the sun was to fall in the mud in the evening.
It falls
in the mud and it arises from there in the morning. Yet the living God said he put the sun in the firmament of the heaven. When he saw it fall in the mud,
it
remained in the sky. And he said it's fallen in the mud. Now he had no technology himself. You know, you see the Quran. It has things of the
Muhammad,
things of Muhammad as a person. He spoke when he didn't understand well. And it lacks the light, where does it end? Things were very hard. That's why those who worship, they don't know what they worship. For first, they don't first accept you get back to your language. You have to read in the Arabian language.
It
hardens you to understand those things. Yet in your native language you understand much. Yet God ended saying, Acts chapter 2. All people in their language and tongues to understand them in their tongues. Is it not that?
That Allah,
now Allah, how does he insist people remain on one language? Colossians 2, verse 8.
Mwekumenga tewaberanga wo muntu abanyaga mu filosofo n'ebyobulimba ebitaliimu okugobereranga ebyayigirizibwa abantu okugobereranga ebyolubereberye ebyensi okutali kugoberera Kristo. Olunyolo mwenda kubanga mwoyo mwe mutuula okutuukirira kwonna okw'obwa Katonda ng'omubiri bwe guli. Olunyolo ekumi era mwatuukirira mu ye gwe mutwe gw'okufuga n'obuyinza bwonna. Onyolo ekumi n'olumu era mwakomolerwa mwoyo obukomola obutaakomolebwa na mikono mu kwambula omubiri ogw'ennyama mu kukolebwa kwa Kristo.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That the word circumcision, as they gave it to Abraham, which was given Moses, the sign which showed the unclothing of the body, the body of flesh which dies, to clothe the body from heaven. But Christ Jesus was circumcised on the eighth day.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we got to be circumcised in him. and they changed even the sign. On the eighth day is circumcised, at 30 years is baptized to get born again. He changed the sign from circumcision, he put it in baptism, the sign showing buried together with him and we raised in him. Now circumcision ended there, but the contentious moving which moved on. The Holy Spirit, when he convicted, that concerning the angels Gabriel, those who will bring another gospel,
it
doesn't appear like that of angel Gabriel, most in the word of God, who work with apostles and prophets. He said, some of those, they are those of the circumcision, they are people with wild tempers. They have evil spirits. He speaks it in Titus.
Titus Sule Soko Nyole Kumi. Kubanga eliyo banji abatagonda abogere bitalimu abalimba ero kusinga mubakomole.
Titus chapter 1 verses 10.
Kubanga eliyo banji abatagonda abogere bitalimu abalimba ero kusinga bamu bakomole.
Mostly of the circumcision, they speak things not right, and they don't humble to the truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But in all, as we wrap up that part, he told us in the Philippians 3, and he told us, let's know that we are the real circumcised. This we are shown us before Islam arose. Apostles were there at the beginning of AD. This one they tell us in the midst of around 30 AD. Islam came ahead
583.
Warned us of things of Satan, the fallen angels we are to bring. And they move on to fight the testimony of Christ and the laws of God. Philippians 3 from verses 2.
Mwekume ngembwa. Mwekume ngabakozi ababi.
Bakozi no bakola.
These are workers.
Na yenga babi.
But the evil.
Mwekume ngembwa.
Watch over the dogs.
Mwekozi ababi.
These are evil workers.
Works
for religion. But what they work for it is wrong. And
it's
them for my religion. I can go and blow myself up. I kill the pagans. Philippians 3 verses 2.
Mwekumenga abakozi ababi, mwekumenga abesala.
Besala.
They cut themselves. Mutilation.
Weyawura. Wesala. Makuru ki?
What meaning?
Weyawura. Oba kwekomola. Ogikale.
Kwesala.
Aba Filipi sura ya 3, olunyolo 3.
Philippians 3 verses 3.
Kubanga fe tuli abekomola abasinza kuba omwoyo gwa Katonda.
Tuli bakomola abasinza nga tuli bakomola
circumcised, we worship with the Spirit of God.
Akati gwe bona agenda mubesa
bona you go circumcise physical yourself.
These
days they pass through deceiving you. That HIV will not affect you much. Want to keep cleanliness. You think God is a fool. He created the cover when he doesn't understand. Why didn't he circumcise it within the body?
And
did create it to come out
of
it. That's going to bring that.
If you
help us one thing, if that thing brings that, go cut out the poop where it gathers in the stomach.
A connection
with
where
you
sit.
You have a store of poop in yourself. Allah spoke and they lacked wisdom. A couple of poop is over of susu in your stomach.
You wash
it in
ears.
Why don't you go to the toilet and suck out everything in you which is that? And what the other God spoke indeed. Heaven and earth is not the living God. Let's finish here. Philippians 3:3. We don't trust the body. That your bath is clean. Even if when you bath and you come scratch on your body, you smell on it, it will smell. Philippians 3:4.
Omuntu omulala yenna bw'alowooza okwesiga omubiri, nze musinga. Nze yakomolerwa ku lunaku olw'omunaana ow'omu ggwanga lya Isirayiri ow'omu kika kya Benjamin Omwebulaniya wawo mu mateeka Mufalisaayo olunyolw'omukaaga mu kunyinkira nga njigganya ekkanisa mu butuukirivu omuli amateeka nalabikanga nga siriko kya kunenyezebwa
ali mu kusobya busobya akola
bisaso. Yeah. But he said all that was rubbish. All you out there want
to
get Muslims to enter salvation. To shift from being Muslims. Have I spoken well? To shift from being a Muslim. You know they say that you have not yet gotten circumcised. You are being becoming a Muslim.
Though
you are in the religion and not finished all pillars, you're not yet a Muslim. Women never get to be Muslims to their death. But they don't circumcise them. What surprises when they are praying? And then they say, come all to salvation. Yet themselves they don't come. But as we end, time has left us. It speaks in Galatians 5. If any person is circumcised, they shouldn't expect a reward from Christ. Galatians 5:2. Galatians 5:2.
Laba, nze Paulo mbagamba nti bwe nakomolebwanga bwe muna. Abagalatiya esula ya 5 olw'okubiri.
Galatians 5:2.
Laba, nze Paulo mbagamba nti bwe munakomolebwanga Kristo talibako kyalibagasa. Olw'okusatu. Era nate ntegeeza buli muntu akomolebwa nti alina ebbanja ery'okukola ng'ebyamateeka byonna.
N'amateeka mafugo n'abalina
kukola. Even all the laws have to work on them.
Era bakomola Kristo tutawaana kwogera ku Yesu.
When they circumcise, don't waste time to speak of Jesus.
Njogera ki ku kigambo
kino? I speak what over this word. It's truly the Islam religion. Even if it tells you it, we know Isa. And so
is
Jesus.
Don't
have any attachment on him and he doesn't know them. What they expect is going to come back on the world to marry.
It will
move to be phased out and decampaigned.
But
we brought a summary over that word. When we reach the right Christ and his church, we shall get back to these religions and we bring more detailed information. When they say Jesus is going to come back to marry, and they forget the other is God never marries. According to Isa in the Quran,
they
call him Isa bin Maryam.
Isa
the son of Mary. They totally differ. They don't differ with Catholics who say that even Jesus, the son of his womb, is blessed. They connect with us mostly, the Catholics, in saying Jesus is the son of Mary. Now you'll find there are things. The rosary they put in the neck. And they look the same, alike. Things concerning these religions, I wanted us to end like this. For next week, we begin to see the Protestants. What came next to the Muslims? But before we reach that, Gabriel
of
the Quran, the messenger of the Quran, from Allah, is not the Gabriel. The messenger, of the Bible, the holy book of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. According to Daniel, as we
read,
the rightful angel Gabriel, he knows that Jesus is the Son of God. Yet Gabriel, he doesn't know that. Angel Gabriel, when he spoke with Daniel in eras past, before Christ was born on earth, proclaimed the birth of the Lord Jesus. And this angel, he came back, showed he will be called the son of who?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
will be called the Son of God. Yet when Gabriel came, he claimed to be the Gabriel angel of God. He didn't know Jesus was the Son of God.
Now,
that's where the confusion springs to be much. It means we are at the beginning
of
proving Islam to be a religion of God.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
Whatever we've covered before has been a foundation for
it. Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Wait for him in the other parts. As we see the bright Christ and his church. Finish Daniel 10. Daniel chapter 9 verse 21.
Wewao, benali njogera mkusaba, omusajja Gabrieli benalaba mwewe na yole sebulu, veleverie, na abu siwa mangu, na anku makonga mchisele cha sadake ya kaungezi. Olinyolabili mwebili, na njigiriza, na yogera nange, na ngabanti, we Daniel, kakano mfurumi okukugezi waza mkutegeira. Olinyo lwabili mwesatu. Bwe wasoko okwega ilira. Echila gilo nechifuruma. Nange zizo kukubulira. Kubango olimu agarwa nyo.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
Barika Gabrieli.
Angel Gabriel. responsible in spreading the word of God. And he gets it from the book in heaven. When he appeared to Prophet Daniel, he told him, God makes you wise in understanding. Ever since you humbled unto God to understand him, and the command was released, me to have come by that word
and
understand the vision. The rightful angel Gabriel
looks at
this aspect that he understands well Jesus as the Son of God,
yet
Gabriel never understands that. Shows all things, it brings them in understanding.
So see,
things hanging without meaning.
We don't
know their beginning and end. Like you heard that Gabriel, his eyes made them fall from the sky. They came from the sky falling. Don't know in which book he doesn't know.
He
came from the things of Satan. You know, when Satan speaks what comes from his.
Daniel esula ya mwenda olunyiriri olwabiri mwesatu.
Daniel 9:23.
Kale rooza ekigambo ekyo otegerebe wayolesebwa. Olunyiriri olwabiri mwenya. Sabiti ensanvu ziragiddwa abantu bo n'ekibuga kyo ekitukuvu okukomya okwonoona n'okumalawo okusobya n'okutabaganya n'okutabaganya olw'obutali butuukirivu n'okuyingiza obutuukirivu obutagwawo n'okussa akabonero kw'ebyo ebyayolesebwa ne kw'ebyo ebyalangibwa n'okufuka amafuta kw'oyo asinga obutukuvu.
Who came, the Lord Jesus? Angel Gabriel knew he was the most holy, and up now he knows it. He is the most holy. And it's called the Messiah, or the Christ.
Messiah
means the anointed.
Daniel 9:25. Kale manya otegeere ddala nga kasooka ekiragiro kifuluma okuzzaawo n'okuzimba Yerusaalemi okutuusa kw'oyo afukibbwako amafuta omulangira. Walibaawo ssabbiiti nsanvu era walibaawo ssabbiiti 62 ne kizimbibwa nate n'oluguudo n'olusalosalo newankubadde mu biro eby'okutegana. Olwabirimu omukaaga era ssabbiiti 62 bwe ziriggwa oyo afukibbwako amafuta n'alyoka azikirizibwa so taliba na kintu n'abantu ab'omulangira alijja balizikiriza ekibuga n'awatukuvu n'enkomerero ye eriba n'amataba n'okutuusa enkomerero. Walibaawo entalo okuzisa kwalagirwa.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus. And your Gabriel sought that the Messiah, who is called Christ,
yes.
Jesus,
was
anointed.
Alijibwao.
He will be taken away.
Alifa.
He will die.
And
he will raise up.
What's
surprised on Gabriel? Jesus didn't die, he just flew away and he went. And he said he has to come back and marry and again die. Yet angel Gabriel, in the book of Revelations, when
he
opened the Lord Jesus, Revelations 1, he showed he raised up.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so
much.
Where I am is the beginning of the battle
between
darkness and light.
Darkness
which passed through Islam.
It
passed in the angel Gabriel, the fallen angel.
This
book, the Quran.
Yes, he was with
you. Praise Jesus so much. When he finished his verses in Daniel,
he
when the Christ will come.
As
he came, we know that. He was to make with us a covenant.
Because
we saw Jesus do them. Gabriel proclaimed this prophecy in Daniel. Jesus will reach to come, he will come. When seasons came, angel Gabriel himself came
and
said the seasons of the sun have arrived.
Seasons,
the Messiah I proclaimed of Israel come is going to be born.
He's called
the Son of the Most High.
Yes, you have been
raised Jesus.
This is that Gabriel
means Gabriel of the book, the Bible. Indeed, he understands well those in the book of God in heaven. Let's connect briefly and see. On the Gabriel of the Bible, of the Holy Book of God. Luke chapter 1 verse 26.
Awo mu mwezi ogw'omukaaga, malayika Gabriel n'atumibwa Katonda mu kibuga ky'e Galilaya, erinnya lyakyo Nazaleesi. Olunyolwa 27, eri omuwala atamanyi musajja, eyali ayogerezebwa omusajja erinnya lya Yusufu, ow'omu nnyumba ya Dawudi. Nerinya lyomuwala Mariamu.
Yes, you have
been praised Jesus so much.
Ejisinga okwewunyisa.
What surprises bomb.
Abo tuwe mu Daniel suri yomwe.
As we saw in Daniel 9.
Abiri mu Rumu.
21.
Aka abiri mu Musa.
27.
Batulazi.
They've shown us.
Gabriel yalanga okuzalibwa kwa Masiya.
Gabriel proclaimed the birth of the Messiah.
Yes, it was Christ Jesus.
Who is called the Christ Jesus.
Yes, you have been
praised Jesus so much.
Era yehuye yatungwanga ebiro bituusaza.
The one who was sent when seasons were due for him to be born.
Otunulidde mu Luka.
Whom we've looked in Luke.
Sulesoka unurabi mwomuka.
Chapter 1 verse 26.
Baka abiri musa.
27.
Najja na okutegeeza okuzaalibwa kwe nga kutuuse.
Then to speak his birth has reached.
Era yeyongera okutubuulira alibeera ani oyo.
And move on to tell us who he will be.
Katwe yongere yowulire.
Let's move on we hear.
Luka esula esoka.
Luke 1:27.
Eri omwala atamanyi musajja, eyali ayogerezebwa omusajja erinnya lya Yusufu, ow'omu nnyumba ya Dawudi, n'erinnya ly'omuwala Mariamu. 2:8. Awo n'ayingira omumwe, n'agamba nti mirembe gwe aweereddwa ennyo ekisa, Mukama ali naawe. 2:9. Naye ye ne yeeraliikirira ekigambo ekyo, n'alowooza okulamusa okwo kwe kuli. 3. Awo malayika n'amugamba nti totya, Mariamu, kubanga olaba ekiseeri Katonda. 3:1. Era laba, oliba olubuto, olizaala omwana ow'obulenzi, olimutuma erinnya lye, erinnya Yesu. 3:2. Oyo aliba mukulu, aliyitibwa mwana w'oyo ali waggulu ennyo.
Yamugamba atya?
He told him what?
Malaika Gabrieli yamugamba.
Ekyo Gabriel told him.
Ekyo alibeera mukulu nnyo.
Be very great.
Era aliyitibwa mwana we yali wakulu.
You will be called the Son of the Most High.
Wabula Gabrieli.
But Gabriel.
Omubaka wa Quran.
The message of the Quran.
Talina amu mu Quran ndowooza kitegeezebwa nti Yesu mwana wa Katonda.
He has nothing in the Quran which says Jesus is the Son of God.
Era tabitegeera nako.
He doesn't even understand of them.
Soma kikakasiza ddala.
Now it proves well. That this Gabriel
is not
angel of God Gabriel. For angel Gabriel, all things was telling us, it worked with the prophets, right from the Enoch,
Musa,
Moses,
Ibrahim,
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all the prophets. All words angel Gabriel got them from the book of God in heaven. But Gabriel got from those coming from the book of Satan. And when you look in Daniel 10, verse 21,
Daniel is Sula Yakumi.
Daniel 10, verses 20.
N'alyoka ayogera nti, omanyi kye nvudde nzija gy'oli, ne kakano n'addayo kulonda n'omulangira w'e Perusi, era we ndivaayo laba, omulangira w'e Buyonaani alijja. 2:1. Naye n'akubuulira ebyawandiikibwa mu byawandiikibwa eby'amazima. So si wali ali ku luuyi lwange okulwanyisa abo. Wabula Mikaeli omulangira wammwe.
Yes, you have been
praised Jesus so much.
Gabriel agamba.
When your Gabriel says,
all
things he gave to all prophets
with
the scriptures of truth,
they
come from the copy of book in heaven.
Book
we see it much in Revelation 5.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So, yet,
Angel Gabriel
of
the Quran,
he has no way he
got them from which scriptures.
He just created
a book which is there.
Yet
the rightful angel Gabriel,
all
things he gave
us, all
message from God,
he
got it from the book in heaven
and he
sent it on earth.
I'll
tell you what's written in the scriptures of truth.
It's
right, full scriptures
of the Bible.
They have their original in heaven. But the Quran has no its original in heaven. The ayahs were just falling.
They
were just falling down.
Remember,
God told us in John 8.
Satan
speaks lies, he speaks what comes from his.
And
God
from
Gabriel,
he
put them in the ayah.
You
see where they came from.
As
was there, you will hear.
Muhammad.
Muhammad.
Allah.
There is Allah.
And the times you read
the Quran and as if he's speaking to Allah,
it's
the book you find,
and
it has the surat of the table. And the tables were speaking to each other. Demons were in the table. Now, brethren,
many
I would have explained to you. Angel Gabriel in the
Bible.
There is a book, it shows us the scroll of the word of God we have to eat.
And
that book must first be filled in us. Then we speak the word of God.
Ayahs
just fall and you write down and you don't know what you've written.
So we
end saying this.
After
discovering
that
Gabriel,
the
messenger of the Quran,
from
Allah who claims to be God,
he's
not the Gabriel,
the
messenger of the Bible,
the
holy book from God.
We've
understood
that
Islam and the mosque,
not
a religion of God,
because
God,
his
house is not the mosque.
Yagamba First
Corinthians
3:16.
Don't you know you yourselves?
You are
the temples of
God.
And the Spirit of God sits
in you. There
are many things which I'll add on.
And
some of those which are
wild
is to contend and argue against the existence of the Holy Spirit. And the Islam shows that.
And
it shows there is not the word of God.
God.
But God is singled out as God
and
these angels.
When
we move in the depth there, things get wild.
But
let's end there.
We
shall come back the other time.
Move on
to see religions which
arose
after the spirit of Satan, which appears in the beasts. The fourth beast,
which
is known as the Roman Empire, to fight the right Christ in this church, his saints,
to
make itself the image,
which
is known as the Roman Catholic Church,
which
moves in the building. After the rising of that,
there
arose many religions and beliefs.
In that
we have winded
up. We have
seen Islam.
We
want to come back and see.
In the
517,
Protestantism
begins.
Protestantism
began going back to the foundation of salvation. Ended up in the hands of the Roman Catholic. That's what we shall see. He began campaigning against the money of the purgatory.
Martin Luther.
He began the Protestants. Protestant means to protest. There are things they protested against. The things Catholics had done. Yet remember, they too were Catholics.
And
that they called Church of England. It was of the Catholics. But they came a protesting. First of all, he protested against the offerings they gave, which could help you to be taken to purgatory. And they reduced your sins. And he said that place purgatory is not there. The other. That was very right. What was a problem and which lacked life? He says, because the Catholics reached a time they said that without faith, when a person has actions, good acts, they can go to heaven. Martin Luther protested against that. He said, except by faith alone, though someone has no actions, they go to heaven. He lacked light. For faith without acts is dead.
So
salvation tried to come back on track, but light was lacking in it. And he fought past the money they raised to build the church,
St. Peter Basilica.
That he lacked light, though it was right. But he moved on to still call it the church.
Now,
salvation.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so much.
Protestant
would have been the right thing.
It was able
to fight all things of darkness to destroy them. Of the Roman Catholic Church. Surprising, just a little time passed. And like their relatives, the Catholics. And the other have the Roman Catholic Church.
These ones have
the Church of England, and it's no more of God. We shall see that. May God bless you.